James Nixon, good afternoon.
G'day, Ollie. How are you going?
I'm good, James. What do you think of the lawyer's proposal for this Bill of Rights?
Well, as a retired Ashley captain, I don't like lawyers in the cockpit, Ollie. There's enough of them in there as it is. I mean, there are quite a lot of seats in the A380 cockpit, but you've still got two sets of pilots in there. So it's just getting a bit out of control, especially in America where the passengers charter will make us actually turn around and go back to the gate before we take off if someone wants to get off the airplane.
Well, that's it. So, James, I couldn't actually see a plane ever taking off. If you had to prove beyond reasonable doubt that the delay or cancellation was beyond your control. I mean, there's lots of things that are beyond the control, obviously, of an airline and a captain about to take off an aircraft.
That's right. And the captain must always have the ultimate control as to what he wants to do with the aircraft. And that means saving, you know, the greater good of saving the amount of fuel. You know, if someone wants to get off and go to the bathroom or something or gets a panic attack, you have to go back to the gate. It could cost, you know, many tons of fuel because you've wasted, you've got to refuel again and get to the back of the queue. And so there's all these things associated with it, as well as passenger charter in America, which allows them to carry comfort animals on, including a miniature horse has been carried. I've carried planes going into from Milan to America where they carry, you know, cats and dogs in the aircraft, which is sort of normal in American flying, but we don't see that here in Australia. But I think it has to be seen in both sides of the story where we've got airlines taking advantage of the passengers.
Yes.
And the situation we're seeing here on the east coast of Australia where you've got a lot of flights maybe going every hour or every half hour, and if they're low on seats or the equipment, they might decide to put on a bigger airplane to cover a few flights. That means that instead of going on a flight-numbered flight, they're just guaranteeing to get you from, say, Sydney to Melbourne during the day.
Mm.
And if you're going for a meeting at 12 o'clock and they suddenly decide to combine the 11 o'clock and the 10 o'clock flight with the 12 o'clock flight, all of a sudden you're going to be in Sydney after your meeting, and then what's the use of travelling? So we have to make sure that the passengers aren't being had a lend of by the airlines to make it fit for them.
Yes, and I think it was October, about 4% of flights on Qantas were called off, Jetstar, Virgin, similar numbers, and the former CEO, the outgoing CEO of the Sydney Airport was saying there are 184 cancellations on that Sydney-Melbourne route alone in September. So those issues, you're spot on, Captain, that they are the issues which affect the flying public, and I'm sure coming into the conversation is the allegations from the ACCC that Qantas was selling seats on aeroplanes, ghost flights that were never going to take off in the end anyway.
Yeah. It's easier for Perth because it's hard to disguise a flight to Melbourne, a flight to Adelaide, a flight to Brisbane. You sort of know the flight numbers and you can know what flights you've got going. But when you've got this large number of flights between Sydney and Melbourne, also Brisbane and Sydney, they can get away with it to suit themselves. But you've got to, you know, look after them in one regard because we've got so much COVID on the East Coast at the moment that so many people going sick, and suddenly you want to consolidate the flights because you've got three, you know, five of the flight attendants didn't turn up for one flight and three for the other. So they have to have the flexibility. But we just don't trust them anymore.
No.
So when they say for the good of the airline or for the it's out of our control, we all sit there with our arms folded saying, oh, yeah, prove it.
Well, it was the statement, wasn't it, from Qantas saying they don't sell tickets, but they sell you a bundle of rights. And I thought most passengers thought, hold on a minute, I've booked this specific flight at this specific time on this specific day to go from Perth to Sydney or Perth to Melbourne or wherever it might be, because I was expecting in reasonable faith that I was going to get onto that aircraft. Of course, there's sometimes extenuating circumstances as to why your flight might be cancelled, you're delayed, you're pushed onto another flight. But I thought that most people thought they were booking a flight at a particular time it was going to take off when they expected it to do so.
Well, how silly of me, because I only spent 31 years in the business with Ansett and Emirates, and, you know, passengers come on the plane with a ticket in their hand, not a bunch of rights. I mean, that's what you get when you go to the travel agent, you get a ticket.
Yes.
That's a deal.
It is. Well, it's a great chat. James Nixon, have a good weekend. We'll see where this one goes.
My pleasure. Thanks, Ollie.